Good morning, everybody. I am Melissa Nielsen with Waldorf Essentials. Talk a bit about quiet time. So quiet time becomes this heaven sent time for moms if you can cultivate it. And it generally happens like around lunch, right after lunch, sort of as an in-breath time after you've sort of had this out-breath of kind of a little bit crazy around lunchtime. And so I generally try to finish up school studies. Now we do, because, you know, we have bigger kids that go longer, we do our quiet time. It ends up being right around two or so after everybody's lunch is done. So our quiet time ends up, So we do school and we're finishing up and we've eaten generally right around two. And then I just start by I'll put some background music on or some, I like to put on ocean sounds, or rain sounds or sparkle stories, something that sort of is a key. So it signifies to my kids that we're slowing down, that everything is getting a lot calmer in the house. I will make sure that the curtains are probably open so that they can feel the warmth of the sun coming in the house. If it's a dreary day, I might close things up a little bit more to make them a little bit darker. So I really try to work on sort of what's going on in the home before I go, okay, now go lay on your bed. So I sort of really work on this, creating an atmosphere about it. So I might change what's in the diffuser from what we've had in the morning for school to something a little more calming. And I don't expect naps to happen. So my kids, my youngest is five, so she won't nap. She's not napped for a couple of years. So if you've got really little ones that you really need to nap, again, really work on sort of creating that atmosphere. It's not all that different than the atmosphere that you're creating around dinner time and then what happens after dinner as you're starting to move them towards bed. So it's a little like that atmosphere. So I really work on sort of calming everything down, quieting everything down. And then quiet time in our house, you know, when my big kids were little and I really needed time, like a check-in time for myself, I just had everybody go to their bed. And that wasn't, again, it's not a punishment. It's not because I need them to take a nap. It's just quiet time. And we always have had two kids at least that shared. So my rule has always been you can take books with you. We just need some quiet for right now. So, and then when I had nursing infants, little ones, you know, my quiet time might be, they might be in the room having some quiet time and I might be laying on the bed nursing a baby and I might doze off and that's okay. And so I've really worked with my kids to really be able to understand, hey, it's okay for you to come and wake mommy up when the timer goes off. Now I will spend quiet time in my chair knitting or crocheting and often I will fall asleep and they know that it's okay to come and wake me up. I don't use the timer anymore. My kids are at a place where they can feel when it's time for the out breath. And because we have such a good rhythm and it's tied to me and I keep it and I've kept it all morning long and they sort of feel that they sort of know when it's time to be done. So quiet time activities for us, again, we've got five and up here. The other day I was sort of, we were sitting there all together. It was quiet time. Dad was working on something. We were working on something. And I thought, okay, and it's a topic that comes up often. And I thought, well, this is my topic for Monday because everybody was quiet and we were probably quiet for probably almost 90 minutes. And so what did we do? So, you know, in Waldorf, it's this big giant no-no to have coloring books. Well, I save things like that for quiet time, for time at church. So we have some adult coloring books that, which I really don't like the name of that because it sort of makes it sound like we're coloring porn. I really don't like that they're called adult coloring books. They're just really awesome coloring books. So I'm going to like rename them, really awesome coloring books. They're not adult coloring books anymore. We have some fun ones, like ones that Ellie just got her Christmas present from a dear friend and it had a fun one in it. And I've been collecting ones for a while. So even Soraya, who's five, because she She has this little OCD tendency. She can be very focused. And so she will be, we were all sitting together with our awesome fun coloring books, and Eric was working on a model, and it was Saturday afternoon, and we were having quiet time. And so we institute quiet time even on the weekends, even when when traditionally dad, who's been working all week long, would be home. And it becomes this very, just a very nice and peaceful time for our afternoon. And does it always happen? No, it doesn't. I mean, there are definitely times when it's crazy, and I can remember times when the big kids were little, and I'd be like, "Are you kidding me? Just want 30 minutes to myself." Absolutely, I remember being in that place, but those were times before I really learned how to cultivate it. And I want you to sort of think about, and I am like the worst gardener ever, so there are a lot of things I do really well, but use this analogy anyway. When you're thinking about a plant, there are some plants that you can throw in the ground and just say grow, and they'll do that. But when you're really cultivating something, you're really caring for something, you want to make sure that you've got the soil right. You want to make sure that the sun is optimal. You want to make sure that it's getting watered as it should. So that's sort of what you're doing here. You're really cultivating this space and this time, and it will help the overall peace in your home. So, it will especially help the overall peace in your home if you're not like looking at your watch at 10 o'clock in the morning going, "Okay, it's only 2 more hours till quiet time." Don't do that. That's not how you cultivate it. That's you like sort of counting down to it. And yes, we need that quiet time as a little bit of a recharge, but really, if you're looking at it from a much different place of, we are cultivating this as a family. This is something that your kids look forward to. I never wanted my kids to look forward to have quiet time and be like this, "Oh man, this is like an hour that we can't talk." I never wanted it to be like that. I always wanted it to be like, "Hey, this is an hour that I get to sit quietly and play Legos all by myself. Or I get to sit quietly and look at books all by myself. Or now this is a time when mom will sit quietly and color with us. And we just sort of are all there together and it's quiet." And again, the sparkle stories really help. We do sparkle stories. Occasionally, I will let a magic tree house come in during this time. Not that often because they kind of wind Soraya up. Too many facts for little people is not a good thing. So really sort of think about what it is that you're trying to bring in and what you're listening to at the same time. I will sometimes just do a lineup of the sparkle sleepy time ones because it's quiet. But that's also a time when I will introduce and I've talked about this before with our sleep video, that this is a time that I will introduce an audio that then I want them to be able to listen to at night and be able to go to sleep to at night. I never do a nighttime audio that's one that they haven't heard before. Because when it's one that they haven't heard before, then of course they're going to be like wide-eyed and awake until they can hear the end of it. And that defeats the idea of having the audio at night. So I never do a new audio at night, ever. It always bites me in the fanny. So I've really learned to not do that. I do those new audios in the afternoon when we have our quiet time, because then they're engaged in quiet listening, and I'm not really expecting them to go to sleep. There's an opportunity for them to rest, but there it's also just this opportunity for this quieter time in our home. And then when we come out of that, I always break that quiet time with sort of an out breath then. So we're going for a walk, or maybe we're up and preparing for dinner. Something like that. So our quiet time tends to end around 3:30 here on those days that, excuse me, because we don't start till like 2, we end up taking a little bit longer. Now, of course, you can't do that when you have several younger children. But as they get older, they really start to love it. Like Eleanor loves that quiet time because she knows that that's time that she can sort of retreat into her space. And she'll end up painting. She'll end up, just it doesn't. It's not. It's a media-free time, so it's not like an invitation for my teenagers to go and, be on their phones the entire time. It's not an invitation for me to do that, unless there's something that I really need to tend to work-wise. Generally, the computer isn't on, and the phone's not in my hand generally for that time. So, really think about what it is that you want for your quiet time, because all of this, all of these Monday videos that we're working on and all of the things that we do with Waldorf Essentials, it's about helping you create a peaceful home. And when you have a peaceful home and you've got peace within yourself, then you love your life and you love what you're doing, and you work as an agent, not an object, and you are the parent that you want to be and the partner you want to be. So all of that's about sort of cultivating that peace in your home and sort of being this thriving parent. So I hope that you will take these thoughts about quiet time and apply them if they work for you, or if they're, they're applicable to you. And if you've got questions, please feel free to ask us, because I'm always happy to help you with the challenge. So, anyways, I hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. We'll see you later. Bye now.